Hello and welcome to FEPS Talks, the podcast of the Foundation for European Progressive Studies. I'm your host François Ballat for FEPS, policy analyst. And today we are recording our episode in a very special setting. We are not in our usual studio. We are in the European Committee of the Regions, and we'll get to that later. And we're going to address a very essential issue, the housing crisis in Europe. It needs no big introduction because everybody's living this crisis. We have the issue of the rent, the house prices, the touristification, the segregation, and so on. So it's a very multifaceted crisis that requires action. And action starts in regions and cities. That's why we are very happy today to welcome the mayor of Athens, Haris Doukas, to be our guest today. Welcome, mayor.
Hello, and thank you very much for this very kind invitation.
Thank you so much. So you are the mayor of Athens since the 1st of January 2024.
Indeed.
You've been campaigning
1 year and some months running the city.
So far, so good.
The capital of Greece, so rather complicated issue.
Looking forward to hear from what's happening underground. You are also a member of the European Committee of the Regions. And a part, Athens is a part of the Housing Alliance, and we'll come back to this. And also very interesting, you are an engineer as a training, so you're focusing on energy and climate policy. So,
professor of energy and climate policy at the National Technical University of Athens, Greece.
That's correct.
So I'm here for the Committee of Regions. We are having a plenary. We are also having important discussions within PES of the Committee of Regions. I'm vice president there. And also, we are having the Mayors for Housing, an important initiative and alliance, 15 megacities. Barcelona is currently leading. Barcelona's mayor, Colbón, is leading in a way this alliance that aims to address the difficult issue of housing. Of course, Hidalgo from Paris, Rome, and many other cities are in a way supporting this important initiative. And we are here to foster respective actions for addressing this really critical issue that, you know, that is creating huge problems to our citizens.
Exactly. So starting from the local, from your reality in Greece, here at FEPS, we have just published a study with the Greek think tank Eteron about the situation in Greece. And we have looked at the house of prices, the prices of house, especially since the financial crisis. We looked at the impact of touristic activity and many more. And so as the mayor of Athens, can you tell us a bit more about the situation on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, the situation is difficult also in Athens. Let me give you some data that I have noted down. 43% of households with a mortgage loan spend 1/3 of their monthly income on the loan. 43% of the households, 1/3 of their income on the loan. And another number, 52% of renters, 52% of renters pay more than 30%, 1/3 of their income on rent. So this is why we have a very difficult living cost. The housing is related with the energy cost and energy bills that are also up. And this is why we are here to support all initiatives that aim, let's say, to address this issue. And it's many things that we can do, like reallocate resilient recovery fund, redistribute to specifically housing programs. But I mean, most importantly is that we, local governors, mayors, want to play a key role in supporting housing projects. We need money and the authorization to be able to provide affordable housing, to lower down prices. Imagine that in Athens, we are having now oversaturated areas from tourists. Approximately 30 neighborhoods in Athens are oversaturated. 10 years ago, we had 2.5 million tourists. Now we have 10 million tourists. Imagine that the total population of Greece is 10 million. and we have 10 million coming to Athens. This is also stressful. This is also increase the pressure for citizens. And this is why we have created this carrying capacity study. We stop short-term rental in these specific neighborhoods. And we are trying to diversify through the platforms, Airbnb and other platforms, tourists in other neighborhoods. So complicated and let's say different type of perspectives for this specific problem, but we need to have a holistic approach which includes also the touristic product, which needs to be sustainable. We need tourists, but sustainable tourism, which means that people, local citizens of Athens, can also breathe.
You've already mentioned a few elements of the European answer that you are expecting to this crisis. And for the first time, the EU has a commissioner in charge of housing, Dan Jorgensen.
And energy. It's interesting because they are related. So energy poverty and social housing.
Many have said that the EU has nothing to do with housing. What do you say to?
No, I think that exactly the opposite. That if we don't have clear directives from the EU and the public policy for social housing, then we have real estate, private funds, and other investors, and then we create a mess to the cities. So we need regulation, we need directions, we need directives, and we need local governance and money for creating social housing programs for affordable housing.
You mentioned money. Are you coming with specific asks?
Yes. We want to reallocate funds from the Recovery and Resiliency Facility, RRF, and we want also other unused resources to support housing programs. I mean, this is really critical. You know, in Europe, we are discussing heated debate about rearming. Okay. But I would like to remind to all that Europe is a project related, of course, with safety, but a peace project. And the first pillar should be housing and affordability of housing and social housing. And this is why we consider that reallocation of funds of RRF and of unused resources is critical. And we have also developed a plan with this alliance of mayors, with the mayors for housing and with the mayor of Barcelona, Colboni, will present it. And it says that we need approximately 80 billion euros within the next 5 years in these 15 alliance cities, mega cities, among which Barcelona, Rome, Athens, Paris. And the aim is what we say, to build one home for every 100 residents and to renovate one home for 100 residents annually. So we have made the estimations. In total, we would like something like 200 billion euros by 2030, which is achievable, taking into consideration that otherwise we'll have great societal issues.
You mentioned the link with the debate on safety and the rearming, we need to ensure the security,
of course,
of our citizens and ensure that they have some a roof above their head. What kind of obstacle do you expect Hamiroro to really to push all these?
Of course, many obstacles, because as always, if you want to redirect, you need to create, let's say, alliances with different parties, but it's really important that S&D, PES, Committee of Regions, mayors, progressive mayors all around Europe are united, are having as a first priority housing, creating different type of initiatives. We are here to support all these different type of initiatives that have one common goal, that we need a specific amount of money, we need to create affordable and social homes, and we need decisions now.
Indeed, the priority is now, and the variety of initiatives are important, and it's thanks to the progressive that we've put that issue on the agenda.
It's a top priority for progressive mayors, for S&D, for PES. And this is why I'm confident that we will have decisions within the next months.
Do you have maybe some initiatives in your cities you would like to share with others and are considered as best practice?
Of course, I will say a few things. Just one issue that I would like to underline. Of course, we are discussing about the EU final housing plan. We will have an EU housing plan, but the problem is urgent and needs immediate action. And this is why I believe that we need some concrete steps right now. Of course, we can have the plan that will guide all our efforts, but we need some concrete actions now. For Greece, first of all, it's critical also to say that we don't have a housing organization. And this is the reason why we don't have social houses in Greece. So what we are trying to do is, for instance, in Athens, we have some programs in cooperation, because of course we need multi-level governance, in cooperation with the government for subsidization of rents and for subsidization of renovation of abandoned houses in order to have their poor people and young people. But when we discuss about subsidization, we discuss about one aspect of the problem. We need to have houses. And for this reason, we are trying to identify, we have already identified two blocks, municipal blocks that we are refurbishing. And we aim to have, till the end of the year, a small amount of houses, 20 apartments. But the first 20 apartments in Greece, it will be in Athens, for social housing till the end of this year. So this is also important. We are creating a specific, let's say, bureau for addressing social housing problems in Athens. So we are trying also to build a holistic approach, not only subsidization, but new houses and a bureau for monitoring and regulating.
You've mentioned the importance of a multi-level governance approach here, working with all levels of governments, from the EU to the local and national. Do you see similar efforts to be done in related policies like climate, energy, because they come in? Do you see that also will to come from the national and European?
Of course, for climate, again, you need multi-level governance. And of course, we have local plans. And we are trying to have, through a bottom-up approach, the connection with the national plans and then with the determined contributions for EU. So as a professor of climate policy, I have to say that in some cases, we don't have coherent plans from local going to national and European. So much more effort is needed for harmonization, for calibration, securing that what we are doing in different levels is within the same direction. And of course, we don't leave up the ambition. We need to be very ambitious in terms of climate policy, local, national, and European, in order to achieve the targets.
Today, the European Commission is discussing the next long-term budget of the EU. They are having an internal discussion. Are you optimistic or worried about it?
Heated discussion. I understand that there will be a sovereign fund like in US, and that they are discussing a new formulation. I'm optimistic because Europe, when things are getting tough, Europe is always undergoing the necessary transformations to be again at the forefront. So, of course, we need dialogue, we need discussion, heated discussion, but the end, it will secure social cohesion and climate resiliency targets.
What's the next step for the Mayor for Housing Alliance now?
We have this communication with detailed and comprehensive plan with immediate actions and measures. And of course, we want this alliance to be expanded. More cities and regions to be part of this alliance in order to be able to trigger attention and to, let's say, involve as many citizens as possible.
Do you also work with more rural areas, more less than urban centers?
Initially, we decided to have the capitals, the most highly densely populated capitals, where we have also tourists, social housing, and many other social inequalities, difficulties, and to be the front runners. And then, of course, we will try to include rural areas, islands. This is also a problem. Greece has many islands and many other south countries from the south. So we will include also such type of different type of cities in terms of characteristics and of population.
So we have an expanding alliance coming there.
This is the target.
Very good. Target. What will be discussed in the European Committee of the Region today, in particular? I understand that Mayor Colboni is working on some initiative.
Yeah. I mean, we will discuss the well-supported statements on the issue of affordable housing. We have, in general, three immediate actions: unused funds from RRF, redirected now to finance affordable housing programs. Second, local governments to play a key role in directly funding housing projects. And third, EU institutions like EIB, European Investment Bank, and other public and private financial organizations to provide long-term, low-cost loans. So these three immediate actions will be discussed today, and we would like to have then through the European Parliament, necessary decisions.
A lot of work ahead. So, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for joining. What is your final call?
All we need is house. So, and we will try to work in this respect.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining FEBS Talks, and have a good day.
Thank you.